This is Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Piedmont Medical Center. You won't believe what's in your own backyard. And by Kuster Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Now, here is Patty Mercer.
Yes, we are live today from Southern Sugar right here on Fort Mill's historic and revitalized Main Street. My guest today, really super excited to talk about this subject. Her name is Jess Kimball, and she is a postpartum and birth doula. If you haven't heard that term before, trust me, by the end of today's show, you're going to know what it means, and probably even more than you even could imagine that it could mean in terms of the birth experience. Welcome to Close Up, Jess.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, it's so fun. This is what I love about living in Fort Mill. I actually met you while browsing and shopping on Fort Mill's historic Main Street, had lunch here at Southern Sugar with my soon-to-be daughter-in-law, and then just moseyed on up and ran into you. And where do you work on weekends?
On weekends, I work at Art, Funk, and Junk on Main Street. We're kind of redoing this store, and I'm going to be having a lot of classes there, newborn care classes, and all sorts of different things. I'm starting a postpartum support group and a parent support group for local families.
I think that is wonderful, and again, because it is about relationships, it's about creative ideas. We began a conversation, and I discovered that you, in fact, are a certified doula. So let's begin there. Tell me the definition of a doula.
So a doula, the word originates, it's Greek origin, but now it's, I guess the best way to describe a doula is a support system for the family during birth. If you're a birth doula, you usually meet with the family before the birth and kind of get to know the family and then support the family throughout the birthing process, and you're an advocate for the family. And then with postpartum, I really am just there to support the family through the transition of parenthood, whether that's helping out with baby or chatting with mom or helping with breastfeeding, just all different things like that to make it an easy and beautiful transition for the family.
As we all hope that it's going to be, but of course, those of us who have given birth know from ourselves, our own experience, and also with friends, everyone has their birth plan, and then you have your birth, your delivery story to share.
Yes.
So there's always the unexpected. A doula is really there then to really advocate for the family, or most importantly, the mother.
For the mother and the family too, especially with postpartum, because it affects all members of the family. But with birth, it's mainly the mom being the person that is there to try to stick to her plan and do what she would like as much as possible, especially since while you're in labor, sometimes it's a very vulnerable thing. So a lot of times you're not able to kind of stick up for yourself and say, this is exactly what I want. So we're there to kind of be that voice.
I think that is really exciting. And I do know it's a lot easier to think about the plan before you're in labor.
Yes.
Sometimes beforehand, you want to be all natural. You want to have a very calm and experience, you know, peaceful. When the pain kicks in, the plan gets kicked out.
Yes.
And a doula is there to, in a supportive way, help advocate for the original plan so that you don't miss out or have regrets that you didn't really stay with the plan.
Yeah, but also to support you through whatever decision. A lot of people think that they have to have a natural birth if they want to have a doula. But the truth is, a lot of the births I've been to have been C-sections or inductions. And a lot of parents, they decide to get an epidural. And that's okay. And we're going to support them.
You're not
through
there
the
to
whole
judge
process.
Them.
Exactly.
You're there to
exactly.
advocate for them. We hear doula. We hear midwife. These are separate things that you do. What is the difference?
So a midwife is medically trained. They catch the baby. A doula cannot catch a baby. There's no medical schooling involved. A lot of people, when I tell them I'm a doula, they say, oh, so you're a midwife. But they're very different, just especially with the training. Because a doula, I guess the best way to describe it is the support system. And the midwife is the person who's catching the baby.
As in, her hands are there for that final push.
Yes.
I love how you say catching the baby.
And I mean,
what about pulling the baby?
Well, I mean, if I'm not going to drop a baby as a doula, so if I needed to catch a baby, I'll catch a baby. But no, they're very different things. They end up working together a lot, especially like there's a birth center in Charlotte called Baby & Co., and it's all midwives there. So I've worked alongside some of the midwives, but I've also worked with OBs in hospitals. So it just depends on what the mother wants and kind of what their plan is. But I think since a doula, when you hear the word doula, you usually think of a more natural process. The word midwife comes up a lot too, because you think of midwives, you know, home births, birth center, even in a hospital, more natural. But the truth is doulas work with any kind of birth.
So you are, it wouldn't be out of the ordinary for you to be in a regular hospital there with the mom, with the other chosen ones to, you know, be around her during this very important time of delivery. It's just, you are that person that is there to make sure everybody's emotional needs are looked after.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, going back to the stories, we hear some funny ones as it relates to dads when they pass out.
Yes.
We hear, you know, some funny ones as it relates to mothers. You are trained. You are a professional. And yet I get the feeling that it's a very relationship, caring, nurturing, that you don't go into it the first time you see this mother, she's delivering. You've already established a rapport with this family.
Yes, I like to meet with the family and to make sure that I'm a good fit for them. And then with birth doula work, I usually do a couple prenatal visits to kind of chat with mom about what her plan is, create that bond between us, because it is a very vulnerable thing and you don't want just anyone in the room and you don't know how you're going to react. You might think, okay, I want to have a natural birth and use counter pressure and do all of these different things, or I want a water birth. And you might, when you're in labor, realize that you hate those things and that you want something completely different. So it's good to make sure that at least the people around you, you know you want them in the room, and then that you're comfortable telling them, okay, no, I changed my mind. This is what I want.
I just love the scenes when the dads are in there and they are just taking that birthing coaching to a whole new level, and suddenly the mom's like, get out of my face!
Yes.
Can we just have it quiet in here? Like, yes. You said, I mean, it's an intense experience of all sorts of sensitivities, and you're trying to process a whole lot of things. And it must be a pretty cool feeling to have a doula that is understanding your communication as a mother.
When I feel like as a doula, you have to have pretty thick skin to a certain extent, because sometimes...
Which dads may not.
Exactly.
They might get their feelings hurt.
Yeah, but as a doula, you have to learn to not take things personally if they say, no, stop doing that, I want you to do this. Depending on the tone of their voice, or even if they start using more colorful language, you have to just understand that it's not personal and that they're in labor and you're there to do what they need and to support them.
I just think this is so fantastic, because you really never know how you're going to respond to birth, but you do know that having someone that is there to advocate for you, to communicate, you know, between those that do it every day, such as a medical staff, it has got to be a good feeling. And also, if it's your second child or your third child, you've got to probably be a little concerned about how the siblings are going to transition. And you also step into the home and help with that aftercare.
Yeah, well, I feel like even if you do plan it all out, I worked with a family who the mom had a planned scheduled C-section, and she had a C-section with her two other children, her two other biological children, and she thought everything was going to go exactly as it did the two other C-sections, and there was an infection, and then her appendix burst, and it was just one thing after another, and those aren't things that are planned. So you might go in thinking, okay, we have it all scheduled out. This is how it's going to go. This is how long it should take me to heal. But the truth is, you don't know what's going to happen. It's a major surgery. And even if you're not having a C-section, just with birth, you don't know how it's going to go. You don't know how you're going to react. And sometimes there's complications. So having someone that's able to come into the home and help make the transition a lot easier, just helping out with basic things around the house, a lot of times the family members, you know, they need a little bit of support too. So
I want to learn more about the boundaries of what you do there. Also talk about maybe some postpartum statistics and surprisingly the mortality rate right here in the United States is very surprising. And credentials, you know, all of these things a doula is expected to know. And of course we will continue our conversation with Jess Kimball right here, and it is the Sunflower Postpartum Care Support for Baby and Mom. That's the name of your company.
Yes.
Fantastic. Today we are live from Southern Sugar right on Main Street. Of course, presented by Piedmont Medical Center. You won't believe what's in your own backyard. Future commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Thanks to our co-sponsors. And we are, yes, talking about York Electric Cooperative, providing safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally responsible electrical power, and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina, buying, building, or refinancing your trust in South Carolina's premier company. I'm Patty Mercer. We'll be back in just a few.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Looking to buy, build, or refinance? Put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We offer the most extensive list of loan products available. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
Located in Fort Mill, the Kuester Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuester Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
On cold winter mornings and hot summer afternoons, we can beat the peak demand for electricity together. This is Mark Howie. Just go online to yorkelectric.net, sign up, and we'll let you know via email, text, or call when the demand is at its highest. All you do is turn off unnecessary lights and think twice before using your dishwasher, washing machine, or clothes dryer, and adjust your thermostat to use a little less heat or air during the beat the peak hours. At York Electric Co-op, we believe if we all cut back on energy use a little, we can make a big difference together.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We are back, and this is Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. We are live today from Southern Sugar right here on Main Street in Fort Mill. My guest today, Jess Kimball. She is a doula as it relates to babies and postpartum, and we're getting an understanding of the role that a doula has in a healthy, happy, emotionally strong pregnancy. Before we went to break, we were beginning to get into just the mother mortality rate, the maternal mortality rate right here in the United States. You would believe that it is the best, right? Throughout the world, we are the best at safe pregnancies for both babies and moms. In fact, that's not the case.
No, it's not. The maternal mortality rate has increased by 26.6% just between 2000 and 2014. It's insane. We have an amazing hospitals and we're fully equipped to handle all these situations. But the truth is, a lot of the doctors will push for C-sections that aren't needed. They, especially with women of color, the maternal mortality rate is even higher. They don't take what the women are saying seriously. It's just, it really shocks me when I really started to dig into it.
Wow. And then a lot of women, just through course of conversation, talk about if they have a choice, they choose a C-section. In your training as a doula, I'm sure that comes up in a topic of education and conversation. How do you guys feel about, you ladies, and can a guy be a doula, or is it a doulin? I mean, I don't know.
I haven't met any male doulas. I think, not really. I just think because a huge part of being a doula is women supporting women.
Gotcha.
And I mean, we work with all kinds of families. So if the family is, you know, has two dads or two moms, or they're using a surrogate, or they're adopting. We work with all kinds of families, but I think every doula I have met has been a female.
Okay. Yeah. That's kind of the thing.
Yeah.
It's just that connection, that intimate connection between a woman to woman, and understanding from an emotional and a maternal perspective.
Yeah.
But as it relates to making a decision to simply elect to have a C-section, what are your thoughts?
Well, personally, I think it's becoming a lot more common. But the truth is, I think that, you know, I was chatting with a friend the other day, and they said, I started talking about C-sections, and they said, well, isn't that the normal? And I was like, well, it's not supposed to be, but we've kind of made it the normal in the U.S. It's like, okay, well, a lot of people don't like the unexpected, so let me schedule out my C-section. I'll know exactly when baby's coming. It'll go as planned. And I don't think people realize that it is a major surgery. And like the mom I was working with a few weeks ago, your appendix could burst. You could get an infection. That's very common after a C-section. And we don't talk about those things. We just talk about the easiness of it. But the truth is, it's a major surgery. It's a big deal.
And we've come so far in terms of monitoring the baby, in terms of taking away pain from mothers, you know, with different options for numbing. And it's a whole team of a medical staff. And yet when it comes down to birth, the process can be very basic, too. I mean, if everything goes as nature intends it to go, right?
Yeah. Well, I think we've really changed the way birth is supposed to go in the U.S. I mean, if you choose to get an epidural, you're not able to walk around or really even explore any other options for pain. In the epidural, I mean, you can still feel what's going on. It's just numbing your nerves. So I think a lot of women don't realize how restrictive the hospitals are. And I mean, my mom had one of her kids in the car, and one of them was born in the shower. And then baby number seven is born at a local hospital, and she wasn't even able to go in the tub, and she wasn't having an epidural. They said, oh, no, you can't go in the tub because then we can't monitor baby.
And she, this was her seventh?
Yeah, she said she wished she just had him at home.
Oh, wow. So you obviously, I mean, a doula, where did this idea come from to become a certified? And I want to learn about just the accreditation that you also are, you must go through. I guess there's a legal process. So tell me about your mom first. Seven children. All natural.
Except for the first.
Okay.
Epidural with the first. And she had not a great experience with the first. She was 19, just didn't like the doctor that she had, felt like she was forced into the epidural. So that really pushed her to change what she was going to do with her next baby, and she became pregnant shortly after having her first, and then really pushed for a natural birth, really found a team of midwives that she liked, and she delivered in a hospital but with a midwife. And then after that, every baby was delivered by midwife except number four, or no, number three, because he was born in the car. But that wasn't planned. The home
what
birth,
number was that? You?
No, it was my brother. He's kind of grumpy. They delivered him under a bridge, so I say that he kind of got that, like, troll-like characteristic.
And you realize this is on live radio, so it's forever part of the narrative. But I'm sure you guys have a great relationship, and he'll get you back when you least expect it. But one thing is, you know, when I was looking at the benefits of having a doula, all very positive, from communication to emotional support, the only con, in terms of pros and cons, was the feeling from the perhaps the hospital staff that if a mother comes in and she's got her doula, that it could be a signal someone that's a little difficult to work with, just because she's going to want to do it her way.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to that?
I've heard that. I think around here we've been pretty lucky. There are a lot of doulas in Charlotte, so the hospitals, I mean, we've reached out. We kind of have gone to meet with staff. I've connected with chiropractors and massage therapists and pediatricians and all different kinds of people that are working with moms to kind of show what I do and to make them, to kind of help them understand that we're not there to I mean, we're not...
You're not there to do their job.
Exactly. And we're not medically trained, so we're not going to say, oh, no, the doctor's wrong. That's not what we do.
Exactly. We're all on the same team here.
Exactly.
How busy are you?
When I first started out with birth work, I stayed pretty busy, a couple births a month. But now I've kind of been focusing on postpartum, and I do overnight newborn care. I currently work 7 overnights a week. So I work every night, and then I work a couple days a week. I'm getting ready to travel with the family I work with. And then once I come back in February, I'm kind of... My schedule's a little slower, but a lot of times I get contacted last minute. You know, with postpartum work, some people don't realize that they're going to need it until baby's here.
It's a scary feeling when they put basically your heart outside your body in your arms. And I can always remember that first ride home with little baby in the car seat. And suddenly I just wanted to hover over. No, don't let anybody know we're here. You know, I just felt so protective. If my mom had not been there with me to spend the night to help me breastfeed, I can't imagine. And with so many nuclear families now, not everybody has their mom. Mm-hmm. A doula is there to also encourage, keep trying on the breastfeeding.
Yes.
Because they don't tell you it hurts.
No.
It looks so beautiful.
Yeah.
But you have to work to get to that point of beauty.
Yeah, and I found that a lot of doctors will just push, oh, just use formula, just supplement with formula. And a lot of women will see, you know, on social media, women who are pumping milk like crazy and they have freezers full. And they're like, well, I don't have that much milk.
Yeah.
So obviously I'm failing. I need to use formula. When the truth is, that's not what's happening. So I think it's good to have someone there. I'm not a lactation consultant, but I do offer breastfeeding support and can kind of, you know, help with that.
You have experience to know if there's reason to reach out for additional support, because again, breastfeeding, you want to believe your baby's getting enough, but if it's your first baby and you simply don't know how much better you would feel getting to rest through the night. You don't know how tired a woman has gone through quite a process of birth. You're exhausted.
Yeah, and your brain actually rewires to think that it's getting enough sleep and it's not. So there's this huge problem with new moms who aren't sleeping, and their brain thinks, oh, I got 2 hours, I'm good, I'm fine, I can handle this. And then they go drive their car to a doctor's appointment and fall asleep behind the wheel, and just all of these really dangerous things that they're scary, but we need to talk about them, and we need to recognize that it's an issue.
And also, when you're not getting enough sleep, things like depression, loneliness can be amplified.
Yes.
I want to talk a little bit about postpartum depression and how you two can help in that process of just making sure that both baby and mom are healthy physically and emotionally, and of course all of the other things. Jess Kimball, and she is a doula, and we are just learning so much. We're going to talk with you more, so stay tuned. Of course, today's segment of Close Up is live from Southern Sugar right here on Main Street in Fort Mill, presented by Piedmont Medical Center. You won't believe what's in your own backyard. Keister Commercial Real Estate from Carolina. And thanks to our co-sponsors, York Electric Cooperative and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. More Close Up in just a few.
Located in Fort Mill, the Keister Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Keister Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
Hey, from Famous Toastery in TKK, we want to thank you for your loyal patronage, and we're excited to announce that both Indian Land and Rock Hill Famous Toasteries are open and ready to serve you our delicious, always fresh breakfast and lunch, daily specials, and I could go on. You can be sure that each location of Famous Toastery is uniquely designed with the same great culture and experience that we're known for. We'll see you at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Rates are going up. Are you prepared? Now is a perfect time to find your perfect home. Put your trust in a company that cares. U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
We now return to Close Up, Fort Mill, Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We're back. I'm Patty Mercer, and this is Close Up, Fort Mill TKK. My guest today, Jess Kimball, she is a doula. How do you become certified to be a doula?
There are a lot of routes you can take. The truth is, with being a doula, there aren't really any legal restrictions with...
Is it state by state?
No, there's nothing that dictates if you need a certification or not. So there's a lot of women who started doula work before certifications were even a thing, and now they're just called trained doulas. I'm certified, so I went through Birth Arts International. I chose to do an online route because it was self-paced. I still had to attend births and work with families throughout the postpartum process to get all that experience, and I think it probably was a little harder doing it online just because the requirements, there were so much more just because they want to make sure you're getting all of that experience. But there are a lot of different doulas who do trainings in Charlotte. And if you do a training through different organizations, you can send in the information and then to the company and they'll send you your certification. So you can get it done in a weekend, the training, and then there's a few other steps you'd have to take to be officially certified.
Do you make enough money to support yourself? Can this be a career, like a full-time career?
It can definitely be a career. It's hard because, again, it's self-employment, and you really have to network. You have to get out there and get in touch with all different moms and really connect with providers. That's a huge part of it. Is, again,
is it ever covered by insurance?
No, not typically. We like for clients to ask their insurance, because the more they ask, the more insurance will hear the word doula and think about covering it. But no, it's not covered.
But from a European, a world perspective, is the word doula more recognized in other places in the world than it is right here?
I'm sure it is. I think in the U.S. it's definitely on the rise. It's becoming a standard. Women find out they're pregnant and they immediately start looking for a doula. So I think it's definitely it's becoming easier to have a career as a doula.
How can listeners get in touch with you?
The best way would be through my Facebook page, Sunflower Postpartum Care. I'm pretty active on social media. Yeah, that's the best way.
Fantastic. You have been such a joy to talk with and learn more about just being a doula. It makes me want to be a doula. Jess Kimball, thank you so very much for being my guest today. Our time is up. You'll have to come back with all
definitely.
Your doula friends.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's it for this edition of Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Piedmont Medical Center. If you haven't been to Piedmont Medical Center lately, then you haven't been to Piedmont. Houston commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Thanks to our co-sponsors, York Electric Cooperative, providing safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally responsible electrical power, and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Buying, building, or refinancing, put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company. When the facts matter, close-up counts. Until next time, keep close. This is Patty Mercer. Bye-bye.